This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com.
Welcome to Akron, Ohio, also known as Rubber City, home to Goodyear Tires. They've made billions of tires, and I mean billions and billions and billions of tires. They've made a lot of tires.
Yes, Goodyear is the world's largest tire company, selling more tires to consumers and car makers than any other company in the industry. Making tires is a constantly evolving job. The only thing that stays the same is the shape. The design of each Goodyear tire results from extensive testing inspired by demanding drivers. Tires have to work well on the worst roads and in atrocious weather. Some of them are meant to deliver a smooth, quiet ride. Others have to take you off the beaten path. It may not seem so, but tires also have to keep up with all the innovations in cars. Goodyear does that through aggressive research and development. Chuck Sinclair led us through Goodyear's world of rubber, a tribute to the history of tires.
So, Chuck, if this is the Goodyear Museum, why is he making taffy?
That's not taffy, John. That's rubber.
And
this depicts actually the kitchen of Charles Goodyear, where back in the early 1800s, he had a very fortunate accident for the tire industry. He was working with rubber, which was a very unstable material, and accidentally dropped some on a stove. It heated it up, and it strengthened the rubber.
So how do they make their tires? Rubber, oil, carbon black, and pigments are blended together to create the tire's elastic base component. Strength, durability, and structural integrity come from specialized liners, fabrics, beads, and belts applied around a building drum. These giant treadless donuts are called green tires because they're not yet cured. The green tires are placed in a mold that gives them their tread. 12 to 25 minutes of heat and pressure create a tough, vulcanized tire that passes the torture test of driving without melting in heat or cracking in cold. But of course, that's the end of the story. Long before then, Goodyear designers were very busy. After design has been thoroughly explored in a virtual world, a prototype is made and then sent to Goodyear's laboratories for a test drive.
Norm Anderson's the manager of the Akron Test Center here at Goodyear Tires. So what do you do here?
Well, we test all of Goodyear tires in this facility for endurance, high speed, and what we call characteristic testing, like measurements of fuel economy and the forces and moments that a tire generates.
All right, now let's see what these babies can do.
So, Bill, what kind of tire do you have here on the Corvette we're going to be taking on the track?
These tires are the Goodyear EMT tire, the extended mobility tire, which is the run flat tire.
What's a run flat tire?
It's a tire that you can lose the air out of it and it will keep running.
So if you get a puncture, not that big of a deal right away?
No.
Can we see how it works? Can you
we can demonstrate
the air
that.
Out. Or I got a pocket knife.
No, we could do that, but I'll just pull the valve core.
Easier your way, probably. Less expensive.
The unusually thick sidewalls on these Goodyears support the load even when they lose air, so no blowouts are possible. Now that's a relief.
So with a run-flat tire, how far can we run this car before we have to start thinking about it?
We could run for 50 miles at 50 miles an hour, but really, if you wanted to drive it home tonight and drive it around and bring it back tomorrow, that would be good. You could wait till then to get the tire serviced.
Let's go.
Since 1898, Goodyear has been a company devoted to getting you where you want to go.